Good morning. I'm Dan Wilt, and this is your wake-up call. Wake up, sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let's pray together our prayer of consecration as we prepare to meet with Jesus today. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. Praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is titled, The Apostle of Union and Love, Part 2. And our reading is from Galatians 1, verse 11. Hear the word of the Lord. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel I preached is not of human origin. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ. Consider this. A good friend of mine is a health coach. Sometimes we sit down together over coffee, a matcha latte with unsweetened almond milk in my case, and I never fail to learn something new. My friend often reminds me that becoming healthy is not only about learning new ways of caring for my body and mind. It is also about unlearning old ways I have treated my body and mind, ways that may have seemed right and natural, but ultimately led to a lack of health. For me to get healthier, he says, some old ways of thinking, some old habits will have to die. I imagine that Paul had plenty of learning and unlearning to do when Jesus met him on the road to Damascus in Acts 9. There Paul was, lying in the dust, in the presence of the risen Jesus. His mind was probably racing to match this revelatory experience he was having with everything he had studied about God all his life in the Old Testament scriptures. In a grand, sweeping reframe, the kind that only a revelation from the Spirit can bring, Paul was seeing everything he knew about God and his people in a new light. And that's what revelation from the Holy Spirit does. It surprises us. It takes us off guard. It schools us in a new way of seeing the world. We see old things we once knew coming back to us with new life. We see old ways we were clinging to needing to die. We see truths we had never seen before with delight and gratefulness. With the written word of God as our guide, the Holy Spirit delights to gift us with special and very personal moments of insight, of epiphany, of revelation, as the Spirit guides us into all truth, John 16:13, through the changing seasons of our lives. In Galatians 1:11, Paul declares that everything he knew about the gospel, which includes how God relates to us and how we relate to God, he learned by revelation from Jesus. All the stories he held dear about God's covenant bond with Israel, about God's hesed, loyal, unwavering, steadfast covenant love toward Israel, were reframed by this encounter with Jesus. He would go on to write from the heart of this revelation from Jesus in the letters of the New Testament. Passages like our prayer for union and love in Ephesians 3:14-21 shine from within with the teaching of Jesus. Paul learned about our union with God in Christ and about the nature of God's love toward us from Jesus himself. So should we. I believe we live in a constant need for Jesus to school us time and time again in what it means to live in union with him and within the bonds of new covenant love. For example, when we imagine God to be distant and outside of us as we pray, to be pleaded with and begged to move on our behalf, are we missing what it means to have the Spirit of Jesus and his love indwelling us? Do we quietly put Jesus at arm's length in our worship services out of our insecurity about what it might mean if we actually embraced his invitation as a local church to participate in the love and life of the Trinity. John 17:20-23. I know that I have some learning and unlearning to do about being united with Christ and about what love actually means. I believe that, like Paul, we all need fresh moments of revelation from Jesus along the way to shake us and wake us from our spiritual slumber. We need Jesus to meet us in our wrestling, to reveal old, unhelpful ways of thinking about God's work within us that are ultimately impeding our spiritual health. I, for one, am ready to learn again at the feet of Jesus. Paul got his ideas about being in Christ and about the nature of love in 1 Corinthians 13 by revelation from Jesus himself. With a humble heart and a willingness to learn, we'll now turn our attention toward Jesus' teachings in the Gospel of John, so that we might better understand what he means when he says, "I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you." John 14:20. The prayer. Lord Jesus, I am in you, and you are in me. I thank you for how kindly you've revealed yourself to me through the years and taught me new things about your heart for me and your love for me. I am ready to learn at your feet. Teach me. In Christ Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Can you remember a moment when the Holy Spirit revealed to you something you needed to learn? Can you remember a moment when the Spirit revealed to you something you needed to unlearn? How are you different because of that revelation? For The Awakening, I'm Dan Will.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.